I'm Neharika Palivella, and I'm interviewing Jennifer Bupp for an episode of Desert Island Disc. Mrs. Bupp was born and raised in Crown Point, Indiana. She graduated in 1996 from DePaul University with a bachelor's degree in art. She then graduated in 2002 with an MAEA in art education. She has been teaching for 22 years and now lives in Carmel, Indiana with her husband and three sons. She's been teaching art and art history at Carmel High School for the past 12 years. So, Mrs. Bupp, your boat has just capsized. Waves crash around you and the brisk wind whips your hair around. You're hanging on for dear life, watching as all your beloved belongings sink right in front of you. The shore isn't too far out of sight, but if you want to make it using the small inflatable raft, you'll only be able to take a couple of things. One non-religious book, three songs, one luxury item. What are you bringing? Let's start with the book.
I would bring my art history book by Marilyn Stockstead.
So why would you bring a textbook to a desert island?
Because I'm an art history geek, for sure. And I think you don't know how long you're going to be stranded on that island. And if you bring a short novel or something you could read within a day, you might be stranded for a year. I thought I'd rather bring something that I can absorb and enjoy for several days.
Okay, so what first got you interested in art history?
Definitely when I was in fourth grade, we went on a field trip to the Chicago Art Institute, and I remember the first time I saw the painting by George Seurat, The Sunday Afternoon on Le Grand Jatte. And I remember thinking, wow, this painter must have spent years painting this entire picture with just little dots of paint, and that caused me to be more curious about how art is created. And once I began on that path, and once I started to look at my own art and as I was creating as a young artist, it just kept fueling that curiosity. Well, what else is there to look at? And what other artists have created things that are inspiring? So truly, I feel like the beginning point was that experience in fourth grade.
Aside from the textbook, what about the three songs?
For my three songs, I would choose The Beatles' Here Comes the Sun, Matt Redman's 10,000 Reasons, and Keane, their song Somewhere Only We Know.
Okay, so let's start with Here Comes the Sun. Why would you pick that one?
That song reminds me of my dad. He was a band director, and he loved the Beatles. So oftentimes growing up, we would listen to the Beatles in the car or on radio or on record players at home. And I always felt like that song is uplifting, the idea that no matter what you're going through, the sun will come up.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
So when my dad passed away, we chose that as one of the songs to play to remember him. And it's a way for me to connect with him, who my father passed away in 2012. And so even to this day, whenever I hear that song, it instantly brings a smile to my face. It makes me realize that no matter what you go through in life, the sun will keep coming up.
So what about Somewhere Only We Know?
That is more connected to my husband. We both enjoy that song. But I love the idea of the hidden secret places that you go, whether it be a physical location or even just memories that you have in your heart, where you can go and focus on something that evokes that feeling of curiosity or adventure or just letting go of the stresses of life and finding a place of true rest.
How long have you been married for?
20 years.
Oh, wow. When did you meet him?
We met when I was in high school and he was in college. He was a fraternity brother of my brother's. at Wabash College. And I remember going to visit my brother one day, and we just caught each other's eye and became pen pals. Back before there were cell phones and texting, you actually wrote letters and sent them in the mail. So we were pen pals for 2 years, and then we started dating. And then the rest is history.
So then the last song, 10,000 Reasons.
That definitely evokes the side of me that is very focused on faith. The idea that, again, there's more to this life than what we see. And that song just evokes that feeling of eternal qualities, or just looking beyond this life of what truly matters beyond the physical realm. So whenever I hear that on the radio, I always just, that's kind of like my motivation song of, I guess, honoring what's in my soul and not just what's in my being.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
So out of these three, which one do you think is the one that would really just motivate you to keep going?
Ooh, that's hard. Probably the 10,000 Reasons. It just captures the idea of when the sun comes up, there's a new day dawning. And it helps you look at life as this is just a temporary situation, or this is just a difficult season. I think so often in our culture, especially with suicides on the rise and people just giving up hope, I feel like that's the one thing missing, that people need to have the hope that this is just a temporal situation, that there's so much more beyond than what we can see or experience in the moment. It helps you, I think, to rise above your pain, or just reach out for something and to live for something that's bigger than yourself.
So are there other times in your life where this song has helped you get through?
For sure. When that song first came out, I was looking around at my friends and it's kind of seeing loss through their eyes, whether it be through the form of divorce or the loss of a child or the loss of a grandmother. And just that's the human condition, you know, the pain and the suffering that we go through as humans. I just felt like that song spoke into so many different situations and provided that glimpse of hope of keeping your chin up and trying to be the best person or the best version of yourself that you can be in this life so that you can help others through their pain, because you're going to need them one day too. I feel like life is just sort of that hills and valleys and ebbs and flows. And when things are going well in your life, you just kind of skate through it and don't think about it. But when things start to hit and troubles come, that's when I feel like if you could be that friend to somebody to help and pull them through that time, then I feel like serving others is the cause of your greatest joy.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship your.
Okay, so the last thing was the one luxury item.
Yeah, I would choose a fuzzy blanket. And this goes from my knowledge of, I have three boys at home, and one of our favorite shows to watch as a family is Naked and Afraid. And on that show, as an observer, I always realize the people who don't make it through the challenge are usually cold at night, and they're usually being eaten by insects. And I thought, if I'm going to be stranded on an island for however long, I at least want a nice cozy blanket to wrap up in. because trying to sew together some leaves might not cut it.
Realistically, do you think that you'd be able to survive on a desert island or being stranded anywhere in general as long as you had those things?
I'm a real wimp when it comes to survival. In fact, I've often thought I should probably go and experience like a survival camp of some sort. If there are insects on that island, things that will eat me alive, I'd probably not fare very well. Or trying to capture your own food, I think as long as it's something that's slow and is crawling on the shore, I'd be okay. But if I have to go deep sea diving to plunge and to capture my dinner, I might be in trouble. There might be coconuts. We don't know.
Okay, well, to recap, Mrs. Bupp would bring an art history textbook, a fur-lined blanket, and the songs Somewhere Only We Know, Here Comes the Sun, and 10,000 Reasons. Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, this has been Desert Island Discs with Neharika Palivella and Jennifer Bupp. This has been a WHJE production. For more content like this, visit whje.com.